Hello, PD Stories listeners. I'm Tom Morris Jr., and I'm excited for an all-new season of PD Stories with episodes dropping every Tuesday. We've got some incredible stories from officers across the country and a new focus on community impact. From U.S. Marshals to Chiefs, Majors, Sergeants, and more, you'll hear from those truly making a difference in the communities they serve. Here's some of my favorite moments you can expect to hear in this season.
As she was hanging 11 floors up and I was holding on to her arms and screaming for help, it was a point in my career when I realized, you know, how serious what we do is and that we are responsible for the lives of other people.
So I was in the back, we were doing the checkpoint, and I hear shot fire. The moment I hear that, I'm thinking in my mind, one of my Marines, he's shot.
The minute I got into law enforcement, I said, I want to find people that don't want to be found. So it's like an adult game of hide and seek, a serious adult game of hide and seek.
We remember the first time that we saw crack in the late 80s, and it just changed the whole face of the drug trade here and the violence that came along with it.
There were people running across the bridge to get out of the city. There was all smoke in the air, and someone's driver's license landed right in front of me.
From the World Trade Center?
Yes.
Wow.
I remember picking it up and really just, I didn't even know what to think. It really was a nightmare.
I felt like I was a role model for my community. Being black, it really benefited me. I still have the same and only cell phone number I've ever had from the police department. I still have it. And one of the reasons is because so many people in the community had that cell phone number.
How did you get into law enforcement?
It's because I got arrested. When I was 16 years old, got arrested for egging police cars. Made a big impression, turned my life around.
Our job is to also be a vanguard for communities of color because they are being affected by police interactions. Right or wrong, when the interaction occurs, the point is that we have to do something to address those issues.
Back in the 60s, nobody ever heard of PTSD. But when you get out there and you see the dead bodies, it takes a toll on your psyche.
Get ready for some hard but important conversations about their toughest cases, policing in America, and some of the biggest challenges facing our country today, from mental health to race relations and more. Join me as we look behind the badge and walk a mile in an officer's shoes. Stay tuned. PD Stories is coming back with new episodes every Tuesday.